All early voting locations across North Carolina will now have to be open the same weekday hours, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lawmakers changed this over the summer after county budgets were already set, causing local elections directors to scramble. In some counties, it means fewer places for people to vote early. WFAE's Alex Olgan visited one county just west of Charlotte.
Gaston County Elections Director Adam Reagan had planned on having 5 early voting locations spread out throughout the county, but now he can only afford to have 3.
Early voting is very popular in Gaston County, and I would have loved to have more early voting locations. It came down to having more locations, you know, helping more voters versus our fiduciary responsibilities to the county.
That's because lawmakers changed the law mandating uniform hours in late June after local election budgets were already approved, and Reagan had to decide which to keep open. To someone who loves elections, it was a hard decision. Behind him are portraits of Thomas Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, and John F. Kennedy, underscored by a red, white, and blue feather boa. He even has an Uncle Sam wig, red and white striped pants, and a blue jacket in his office.
I wear the costume once a year to try to, you know, and I go stand out there and wave at people and everything.
This day, he's testing voting machines ahead of early voting starting October 17th. Even though there will be fewer locations than the last election, he will have to hire about the same number of poll workers to cover the expanded hours, which brings him $27,000 over budget. The flexibility Reagan and other local elections directors had to cater to voters in their counties is now gone.
And we've tried to open those sites at 8 a.m. before, and we've tried them at 9. But what we found is that there's just not a lot of voters come out between 8 and 10.
Republican lawmakers believe standardizing hours will minimize confusion. And Gaston County Republican Party Chair Jonathan Fletcher agrees.
This way, every place is open the same amount of time, and that allows us to spread it out throughout the county and have the same hours everywhere so that it's a little bit less confusing.
He says, yes, it's too bad the western part of the county and the library won't have an early voting site like before. But Fletcher says many of the party's voters go on election day anyways. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper vetoed the bill but was overridden by GOP lawmakers. He said, quote, this Republican legislature is once again reducing access to the ballot box. We should be making it easier for people to vote, not harder, unquote. Ron Phillips with the Gaston County Democratic Party agrees. He's holding judgment about the early voting law until after the election, but he does think the decision is part of a larger pattern by lawmakers.
A lot of the decision-making that is normally left to the counties and the cities seem to be slowly ebbing away, and Raleigh seem to be trying to take more and more of that decision-making power into their own hands.
Statewide, there will be almost double the number of hours for early voting in this election than there were in 2014. But the State Board of Elections says there will be 17% fewer sites. More rural counties with smaller elections budgets are disproportionately impacted by this change. More populous counties with larger election budgets, like Mecklenburg, can still afford to keep lots of early voting sites open. MIT political scientist Charles Stewart III says the state has been here before.
I would have hoped that North Carolina would have learned this lesson already.
In 2013, lawmakers reduced the number of early voting days, but required the same number of hours. So Stewart says counties stayed open longer, but
the counties ended up offering voting at times when voters didn't want to take advantage of it. And so it really is a matter of matching the hours to the times when voters want to use the method, and then more places just makes it more convenient to people.
What Stewart fears is longer lines on election day.
It's going to be masked because midterm elections tend to have lower turnout, and so you won't get the real bad problems that you're likely to get in 2020 when election day voting then becomes overrun.
Other counties like Iredell had to cut early voting sites by half. Becky Gallagher has been the elections director there since 2000. As she put it, there's no such thing as a normal election anymore in North Carolina.
There's always some change, whether it's laws or directions from the state. Just something changes and you just go with the flow and make it work.
The question remains, will voters adapt as easily? For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Gastonia.